From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is pushing for tighter federal regulations on law enforcement use of facial recognition software. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports Lee discussed it at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. today.
Lee has introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate that would require federal law enforcement to get a search warrant before using facial recognition technology for ongoing surveillance, like tracking someone's movements. But that wouldn't apply to one-time searches, including scanning Utah's driver's license database.
Our decision to focus on ongoing surveillance does not mean that we don't have any concerns with other uses of facial recognition technology.
Lee says he and other lawmakers have sent a letter to federal law enforcement about their use of driver's license photos. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah Democratic lawmakers are proposing an alternative tax reform plan ahead of a tentative special session next week. It calls for higher income taxes on wealthy Utahns. It also proposes replacing the sales tax with a tax of less than 1% on all business revenue. Republican lawmakers want to convene a special session next week to pass a large tax reform plan. But House Minority Leader Brian King is urging them to wait. He says the bill deserves more vetting and should be considered in the next general session, which convenes in late January. The board of the Washington County Water Conservancy District has voted in favor of a proposed property tax increase. The State Tax Commission will ultimately decide whether to raise the county's property taxes. The goal of the tax hike is to mitigate inflation and generate more revenue for capital projects like the Lake Powell Pipeline. Westminster College students are holding a silent protest tomorrow against a tuition increase planned for the next academic year. The Salt Lake City School announced an 8.5% tuition hike earlier this month, which will increase costs by about $3,000 annually. Because Westminster is a private institution, there are strict rules on protesting. Leah Knox Hershey, one of the student organizers, says that's why they plan to silently line the hallways outside of a scheduled faculty meeting.
It's a silent protest as a statement to how our voices haven't been heard thus far in these decisions.
Students are publicly sharing their concerns on social media, with some saying the increase may jeopardize their attendance next year. It's 21st Amendment Day. On December 5th, 1933, the nationwide prohibition on alcohol was repealed. Utah was the 36th state to ratify the amendment, the last one needed to bring an end to the unpopular 13-year-long ban. Historian Will Bagley says several states were angry that drinking was considered a crime. Even Utah was fed up with the prohibition.
And it made criminals out of people who previously would never even think of breaking the law.
Some breweries in Utah are hosting celebrations in honor of the 86th anniversary. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.